Okay, hi, Chavra. I'm here for the for our third fireside chat. Shabbos HaGadol, for Shabbos HaGadol. And over the years, every year, I've spoken to you about how Shabbos HaGadol is telling each and every one of us to become big people, to grow. This year in particular, Shabbos HaGadol is speaking to us in such a way. Now, I'll admit to you, sometimes during the week, I sneak into the shul through my little door near where I sit, and I sit by myself in the darkness, and I stare at the beautiful fire on top of the Aron Kodesh. And this week in particular, I was looking over and over at the words that we chose to put by the Aron Kodesh. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichba. A perpetual fire burns on the altar. It's from this week's parasha, from Parashas Tzav. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichba. It doesn't go out, it's not extinguished. And I was first feeling so sad because in the empty shul, I felt in a little way like the fire wasn't extinguished, and we have, you know, it's burning over there, but I felt that the fire, the light, was very, very dim in Eish Kodesh. Without us being there, I felt the dimness of that light. Now, the parasha begins with the mitzvah of the Kahanim, who are commanded to see to it that there always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach. And in a mysterious way, that fire is still there somehow. In Yerushalayim, underneath the Beis HaMikdash, that fire is still burning. The koach of Eish, the koach of fire, means Hislavus. It's an energy, the only energy, that ascends, that rises. Everything in this world is being drawn downward by gravity. That pull towards the earth, to going down, is the source of sadness and depression, discouragement, and so on. Fire, Eish, is the koach to fight against that. Adama, the earthliness, gravity. And therefore, you and I have two names. Not just our personal names, but you and I are called in two ways. Each one of us is part of that generic world and word that's called Adam. Adam min ha'adama. Adam. Man in his natural state as an Adam is drawn very much down to the lowest things and is pulled by the earth and doesn't have the strength to fight against that. But the other name that we have is Ish, a man, and Isha, a woman. It comes from the word Eish, fire. Ish, Isha. And fire means that a Jew has the ability. Rashi says Ish is a lashon of chashivas. Adam is a general term, but Ish, Isha, it's a fire, it's a lashon of chashivas. And the chashivas of a person is to be able, at a time dafka, when everything is pulling him downward, pulling him to a place of loneliness and sadness, dafka at that time, Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach lo sichba, is to strengthen with himself that fire of the big things in his life that he believes in, of that Shabbos HaGadol that burns inside of him, of that ideal, of the idealism of his life, of her life, the Eish of the Ish of the Ish and the Isha, of that home, that fire, of our Kihila, Eish Kodesh. Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Habira, and Ish Yehudi is somebody, as we're told in the Megillah about Mordechai, Lo yichrav lo yishtachav. An Ish Yehudi is a person who absolutely refuses to bend down towards the earth, to give in to that force of gravity that's the Adam, the Adama inside that's pulling him lower and lower. Ish Yehudi is lo yichrav lo yishtachav, somebody that refuses to bow down to that force of gravity, to the momentum that's pulling him lower and lower into a bad place, into a place of smallness and loneliness and so on. So Shabbos HaGadol, And Hashem is telling us, pay attention to the fire. See to it that it continues to burn. See to it that you and I continue to grow, that we continue to grow, and understand that Hashem is Davka now watching us. Am I an Adam, or am I an Ish, an Isha? Who am I? Am I just subjected to the gravity of the rest of the world that's filled with discouragement and pessimism? Or am I a member of the Jewish people who are on fire, and Eish Kodesh, which is a place of Eish Tamid Tukad al Mizbeach Laisichba? So you know, one of my favorite writers is Sarah Rosenblatt, Ruth Lewis, and her poems have inspired my wife and myself and my kids over all of these years, and we've shared many of them with you. So my wife is now going to read one to you, and I'll send it so you can look it over yourselves. And this is our gift of flowers for Shabbos. There is a thing that people have to give flowers to each other for Shabbos. A husband brings home to a wife. I mean, I used to. I haven't done it in a while. But flowers for the Shabbos table. So here, from Moshe and Myrna, are the flowers for Shabbos. You're on.
Okay. Now, flowers, they don't ask any questions. They don't ask as seeds, why am I locked from light, destined, doomed to darkness? Why do I rot here, mired deep in mud? Why am I so small, so nothing, so alone? Why must I keep pushing ever upwards? Why are there so many worms and bugs? Breaking through the soil, into light, into warm sunshine and fresh air, they don't ask. Why am I yet so lowly? Is this the reason for my struggle, for my pain? Is this all there is? Budding, blooming as their leaves unfold, they don't ask. Why must this take so long? Tiny petal by tiny petal, tiny leaf by leaf. In full bloom, they don't ask. Why are other flowers taller, stronger, more fragrant, more richly, brightly hued? When bees buzz round, flowers do not ask. Who are you to drain me of my sweetness? Where are you taking everything that's mine? And when winter comes, they don't ask, why must my lovely colors fade? Why must my pretty petals fall away? Why must I wilt and droop? Why was my time so fleeting? Why must all things and I too die? No, flowers, they don't ask questions. They just grow.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.